ಗೋಪೀಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಬ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನಚಾರಿ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರದಾರಿ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ಗಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಮುನಾ ತೀರವನಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Radha Vrindavan Bihari, Radha Vrindavan Bihari, Radha Vrindavan Bihari, Radhe. Gaurang Nitai, Gaurang Nitai, Gaurang Nitai, Sri Sri Gaurang Nitai. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Gurudev, Jaya Gurudev, Jaya Gurudev, Srila Gurudev. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Nitai Gaur Hari Bol. Kali Yuga Pavana Hari Nama Sankirtana Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Yasam Tato Jayamudhiraye Nashtaprayeshva Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavatyuttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishthiki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopakumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. We are reading from the third canto, 20th chapter, text number 52. Tapasa Vidyaya Yukto Yogena Susamadhina Rishin Rishir Rishikeshaha ससर्जाभिमतः प्रजाः तपसा विद्यया युक्तो योगेन सुसमाधिना ऋषिर्ऋषिर्ऋषिकेशः ससर्जाभिमतः प्रजाः तपसा विद्यया युक्तो योगेन सुसमाधिना ऋषिर्ऋषिर्ऋषिकेशः ससर्जाभिमतः प्रजाः योगेन सुसमाधिना ऋषिर्ऋषिर्ऋषिकेशः ससर्जाभिमतः ಯೇನ ಸುಸಮಾಧಿನ Vaishnavis, tapasa by penance, vidyaya by worship, yuktaha being engaged, yogena by concentration of the mind in devotion, susamadhina by nice meditation, rishin the sages, rishihi the first seer Brahma, Rishikeshah, the controller of his senses, Sasarja, created, Abhimatah, beloved, Prajah, sons. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, having equipped himself with austere penance, adoration, mental concentration, and absorption in devotion, accompanied by dispassion, and having controlled his senses, Brahma, the self-born living creature, evolved great sages as his beloved sons. Purport, the ritualistic performances of sacrifice are meant for material economic development. In other words, they are meant to keep the body in good condition for cultivation of spiritual knowledge. But for actual attainment of spiritual knowledge, other qualifications are needed. What is essential is vidya, or worship of the Supreme Lord. Sometimes, the word yoga is used to refer to the gymnastic performances of different bodily postures which help mental concentration. Generally, the different bodily postures in the yoga system are accepted by less intelligent men to be the end of yoga. But actually, they are meant to concentrate the mind upon the super soul. After creating persons for economic development, Brahma created sages who would set the example for spiritual realization. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya ಚಕ್ಷುಗುವನ್ಮೀಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮನೋಭೀಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಯೇನ ಭೂತಲೇ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪಃ ಕದಾ ಮಹ್ಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರೋಃ ಶ್ರೀಯುತಪದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುನ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಂಶ್ಚ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಾಗ್ರಜಾತಂ ಸಹಗಣ ರಘುನಾಥಾನ್ವಿತಂ ತಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನಾಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪಾದಾನ್ ಸಹಗಣಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀ ವಿಶಾಖಾನ್ವಿತಾಂಶ್ಚ ನಮಃ ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಲೇ ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನಿತಿ ನಾಮಿನೇ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸಾರಸ್ವತೇ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೇ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶ ತಾರಿಣೇ Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We are slowly coming to the conclusion of this chapter, conversation between Maitreya and Vidura. And you have been hearing about Brahma's various types of creation. You know, some creation which Brahma did when he was fast asleep and he got up, there was some drool. And then certain low-class living beings were created. When Brahma had a lusty mentality, then some type of creations were produced. In this way, in the daylight, the Gandharvas were produced. So, Brahma's mentality produced certain type of living creatures. That's what we have been hearing till now. 10 different types of creations. And now, Brahma is preparing himself for creating some very highly exalted spiritual personalities, for which certainly he has to prepare his consciousness for inviting such souls to come and manifest through him. As it is said here, that after creating persons for economic development, Brahma created sages who would set the example for spiritual realization. And that is the reason why even a man and woman, when they come to unite and produce a child, there is a Garbhadhan Sanskar. The Garbhadhan Sanskar is done to invite a very saintly soul into the womb of the mother so that the child born would be endowed with very, very noble qualities. So that is also a preparation for inviting a proper, inviting a good soul, good living entity. On the other hand, Diti and Kashyapa, by uniting and in twilight hour, in an inappropriate time, invited two dangerous personalities into their womb. So, the mindset and the mentality has a very great role in what we produce, whether good or bad. Now, when Rudra was born between the eyebrows of Brahma, you know, and he was ordered to procreate, because he came out as a crying child from the eyebrows of Brahma. And he was endowed with great anger. And what he produced was all very dangerous creatures who were furious by nature. And they started creating a lot of atrocities in the world. And Brahma had to tell him to stop the creation and go to the jungle and perform penance. Because performing penances, austerities, and such kind of things mentioned here, adoration, absorption and devotion, all these things, they all are exactly opposite to the kama, krodha, lobha, with which no good procreation can be done. So, if something greatly spiritual, great spiritual advancement has to be done, then these qualities have to be cultivated. That is a highlight here. In the beginning part of the purport, Prabhupada is saying, plainly he is saying, the ritualistic performances of sacrifice are meant for material economic development. Generally, whenever there is a yajna kunda, brahmana chanting the Vedic mantras, offering some ahuti, generally it is understood that it is some worship of the Supreme Lord or the demigods. Here he says that is for actually economic development, he says, material economic development. Once a group of Maheshwari community people in Pune had invited me for a seminar, and they had given the topic spirituality for prosperity. That's the topic. So then I asked them, what are you expecting? They said, Swamiji, you are free to talk anything spiritual, but the end result should be material. They said, you should tell us how to make money, how to expand business, and how our children will be obedient to us, how wife will cooperate with us, and bhai bhai mein jagda nahi hona chahiye. No quarrel between brothers, because some of them are joint families, 5-6 brothers living in the same building, you know. They said, you know, 2 generations ago we were joint family. Now as the years grew by, then there was some little quarrel in the family. So some of them got separated and went to different places. And they got frustrated and they came back again. But they are unable to live as joint family. So what is to be done? So they have made a bungalow where they have given one house to each brother. So somehow it's somewhat joint, not fully joint. But they said that, you know, when money comes, quarrel comes also. So how can we earn money and not quarrel? That's what they wanted to speak. And also how we can expand our material business and make more money, expand our property and everything. So they wanted spirituality for prosperity. So I told them that what you are asking is not totally outruled. Because the Shastras also say, Sahajna praja srishtva puro vacha prajapatihi. Krishna says that, Devan bhavetanena te deva bhavayantva. If you satisfy the devatas, then they will in turn satisfy you with all material prosperity also, in the form of rains, grains, and all facilities. The pearls, Navaratnas in the ocean, abundant water supply in the river, and fruits and cereals and crops and everything through the nature. And all necessities of life will be fulfilled by the devatas through the agency of nature. And the nature is not in man's control. Nature is in Krishna's control. And when Lord is pleased, through nature he will provide abundant prosperity. There, in one of those verses, Prabhupada quotes this famous verse. Shriyapati yajnapatir prajapati dhyampatir lokapatir dhyampatir lokapatir dharapati. And then he says, patir gatish chandakavrishni satpatam prasidatam me bhagavan satampati. So, there Srila Prabhupada says, this is a verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam. While quoting this, he says, how Lord is actually the pati of all Shriyaha. Shri means Lakshmi. Shriyaha means multiple Lakshmis. Lord is actually the master of goddesses of fortune. So naturally, if he is pleased, then everything can be achieved. Shriyapati. Shriyapati is Lakshmipati. And Yajnapati means Lord is Yajna Purusha. And by performance of Yajna, he is meant to be pleased. And Prajapati, the original Prajapati is Aham Bija Pradhapita, Krishna. Then all the other Prajapatis are sent to this world to produce the children further, beginning with Brahma. And Dhyampati means Lord is actually the master of intelligence of all the living beings, because he supplies the Matta, Smriti, Jnanam, Apohanam and all that he says. He is the supplier of intelligence. And Lokapati means all the Lokapalas, or even all the presiding deities of all the planets, or even Indra and such kind of personalities, they are not independent masters. They are actually putting their helmets at the feet of the Lord, putting their crown at the feet of the Lord and bowing down to Him. Even in Brahmas of the different world, different universes also, What that was? Yasyaika nishvasita kalam athavalambya jivanti loma vilaja jagadandanatha. Who is jagadandanatha? Who? That is Brahma actually. Jagadandanatha. For every anda, Brahmanda, there is an atha. What is he doing? You know, when Mahavishnu is exhaling, the universes are created along with one Jagadandanatha. And then when Mahavishnu inhales, all the Jagadandanathas go into Vishnu. Although they are Nathaha of a whole Brahmanda, still they are only able to survive for one exhalation and inhalation of Vishnu. That's all. So, in this way, he is a Lokapati. Lokapati means for all the Lokas, those who are presiding, they also ultimately have to bow down to Krishna. And he is called as a Satvatampati, means he is the master of the devotees. So, that Lord has to be worshipped, the Supreme Lord. And if one worships the Supreme Lord, then one will get favors of the Supreme Lord as well as the demigods. But if one worships the demigods, one may get or may not get even from the demigods, but one can't be sure about whether one will get from the Supreme Lord. For example, when Arjuna went to heavenly planets to get celestial weapons, you know, he was favored by the grace of Krishna. Due to which you will see, all ideas came to him. Like, you know, once at one point of time he saw a pig, and when he hit the pig, there was another Shabara also who hit the pig. And there was a competition between these two. And Arjuna had a fight with him, and they both had a fight. And eventually, that person turned out to be who? Lord Shiva, who gave him Pashupatastra, isn't it? Similarly, he got weapons from Indra also. So all the demigods were very happy to help Arjuna, because they knew that Arjuna is Krishna's man. He's already a devotee of the Supreme Lord. Many demigods favored him. You will find that. On the other hand, similarly, you also find Parikshit Maharaj, when he was sitting to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam for 7 days, 7 nights, the demigods showered flowers on him. Because demigods are no tussle with him. Indra was confident that he is not coming to my post. You know, Indra didn't have to create trouble for Parikshit. So, because Indra knew he is in different road. I am on different road, he is on different road. So, in this way, a devotee of the Lord is also favored by the demigods very easily. Which means, material prosperity follows spiritual prosperity like a shadow. Because the demigods bestow material prosperity, and Lord Vishnu or Krishna, they bestow spiritual prosperity. But when spiritual prosperity is taken care, material prosperity follows like a shadow. That is Yoga Kshema Mahamiham formula, as Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. A devotee arranges for executing devotional service, and the material things that are needed by a devotee are all aligned around him, whatever he needs. For example, now, brahmacharis, we join the ashram and make a plan for going back to Godhead. And then all the material needs that we need are arranged around us. And how it is arranged, it's all arranged by Krishna. Our food, clothing, shelter, everything. But there are many people who first worry about food, clothing, shelter. They chase after them. And they have no time for spirituality. Spirituality assumes a back seat, always. And also the material life, the more one focuses on it, it expands more and more. People sometimes say that I will earn some money, you know, and then I will devote time to God. And then gradually they go abroad. They go abroad to make more money in a short time. And then they keep earning, and they settle there only. Still at the end of their retirement, when they come to India, they don't have much money to bring also back. Because material life is such a thing, the more we focus, the more it expands unlimitedly. So that's why Durga means Durgama. Durgam, very difficult to cross over. So, even if one wants material prosperity, one should go to the Supreme Lord. As Dhruva Maharaj went, or Kardava Muni asked for a wife. Whoever needs whatever, one should go to the Supreme Lord. And one should worship him. But there are some people who know this fact, but still will not follow it, because they are afraid. They are afraid that they will get special mercy from Supreme Lord. In the form of Yasyaham Anagrihanami Harishyetad Dhanam Shanai. So some people know that the Lord is supreme, but they still don't go to Him. Why? Because they know that Lord will first purify the heart before bestowing any benediction. And the purification takes some time. That is why most people go to Devatas. Kshipram himanushe loke siddhir bhavati karmaja. Kankshanta karmanam siddhim yajanta iha devata. Kshipram himanushe loke siddhir bhavati karmaja. Like that Krishna is telling. He's saying, kshipram himanushe loke, they want quick results. When they want to achieve some very quick results, they go to iha devata, different devatas, he says. Forgetting siddhis, forgetting powers. But they can get quickly the things which are achieved very quickly. They also bring problems. Nowadays people go for weight loss programs, quick weight loss programs. In 1 week, a person becomes one-third or, you know, one-fourth of his body size. He was like initially like walking like this, and then, you know, in 1 week. And then later on, doctors say there are deadly concomitant reactions which come because of quick weight loss program. Similarly, from demigods, even with an impure heart, a practitioner may achieve results. But the problem is, it's like giving a garland in the hand of a monkey, you see. It will tear it into pieces. Similarly, when facilities and amenities and powers are provided to people by the demigods, and then subsequent step is they become intoxicated. They become proud and they misuse them subsequently. But still, you know, worshipping demigods through sacrifices is appreciated in the Vedic literature in comparison to those who are atheistic and who loot the property of the Supreme Lord without paying respects either to Lord or the demigods. There are people who just enjoy. So the sacrifices are done with the desire for material prosperity by the common people, but there is also implied goal when the Shastras offer such sacrifices. What is implied is to give up proprietorship mentality. That's why you will see when they do the yajna, they will say, idam na mama, they will say. Indraya swaha idam na mama. Na mama means to give up the mamata, to give up the proprietorship mentality. That is why it is done. Idam na mama. They keep repeatedly saying it while offering sacrifices. At least it will keep ringing in their ears. Idam na mama. It is not mine. So when they do such sacrifices, you will see our Vedic literature is so powerful that even in the name of giving enjoyment, they teach renunciation. They teach way for liberation. That is why the pravritti is done for the ultimate goal of nivritti. Like a man enters into family life to eventually renounce it and go to vanaprastha and sannyas. For example, when the devatas worship is done through sacrifices, while doing sacrifice you will see yajaman, you know, he has to accumulate all the ingredients and everything. So he has to pay some amount of time, some amount of energy. He has to call the brahmanas, he has to arrange the sacrifice. That means he shells out some money, shells out some time, shells out some energy also. And he has to have Shraddha in doing them. Without Shraddha, you know, somebody may think, you know, if we just pour ghee and everything in the Yajna Kund, will it really go to Vishnu? Somebody is doubtful, they may think, why to waste it? There are so many people, so-called learned people, who say that, you know, instead of pouring ghee and valuables in the Yajna Kund, better you give it to poor people. They think they are more intelligent. They don't know, unless the Lord is pleased, no one in this world can be pleased. That is why when you do Madhava Seva, then the Manava Seva automatically happens. Because Madhava Seva includes Manava Seva as a subset. For example, when Krishna was pleased by worship of Govardhan Puja, subsequently Krishna told them to distribute everything to, you know, all the chandalas also, dogs also, chandalas also, and, you know, all people, brahmanas. Everybody got their prasad and everything. You will see that. So worship of the Lord never is done without distribution of prasad. Prabhupada used to say, any meeting without eating is cheating. You know? So if you call people for a Sunday program and they attend the program, and after that while going you give one kadisakar in the hand, one little bit of misri or something, which most temples do. Whereas in ISKCON temples we give Sunday love feast. Full feast is distributed to people, isn't it? So the temples are all accompanied with prasadam distribution also. So people may think that if I go to the temple I'll get some nice prasad. So they go for with some desire to eat prasad, and they hear some two nice words from the lecture or something, and they carry it also with them. So in this way the spiritual program is followed by the material program also. It is not that only the soul is delivered and the body is killed. So on the other hand, the program which is oriented towards only the body, focused on the body, can never pacify the greedy hearts of people. You give food today, they want food tomorrow. You give food for a whole week, they want food next week. You give food for whole life, again they will be reborn and come to you and say, sir, now what about now? Isn't it? That's the nature of simply giving only food. Or if you give a job, they will be happy for a year or two. Then they will compare themselves with their neighbors and become greedy again. Why can't I get a job that he has? In this world, the greedy hearts, hungry hearts can never be pacified by anything material alone, by giving something material. Because the very nature of material commodities is to expand our greed, to increase our greed. You touch any material commodity with a desire to exploit and enjoy it, you will never be satisfied. That is the way the material commodities are created, because they are all having the contamination of three gunas. So anything that is contaminated by three gunas, you touch it, you get into problem. This one. So this way, food, clothing, shelter, everything is provided by so many material organizations who in one sense are atheistic, because they think we will do what God could not do. God is making them poor, but we will make them rich. We will provide them all facilities. So like this, your materially oriented program, without dependence on Vedas and sacrifices, is doomed to frustration over a period of time. On the other hand, even if somebody is approaching the Vedic literature with a desire for sense gratification, it is glorified in the Vedas. Why? Because there is submission to the Vedas, there is faith in the sacrifice process, that the Yajna Kund is mouth of Vishnu, and the fire is the tongue of Vishnu, and I'll offer these sacrifices to the Lord and the Devatas also. And then in this way a person spends enormous money, hard-earned wealth also, which means that leads to him to detachment. So multiple benefits are there. Faith is increased, detachment is produced, many people are distributed charity of prasadam, havishanna, the food offered to Vishnu. People are given clothes, people are given ornaments, people are given prasadam. Brahmanas are distributed with the cows and gold and everything. And the yajaman who is distributing all these things, even though his goal may be sense gratification, he is actually giving them all away, by which he is developing detachment also. Idam na mama. It's not mine. So on the order of Lord, through the Vedas, he is willing to forego the things accumulated. Besides that, the Vedic mantras are all accompanied by the name of Vishnu always. You will see, Harihi Om Shamno Mitrasham Varunaha Shamno Bhavat Paryamam Shamna Indro Brihaspatihi Shamno Vishnururukramaha Namaste Vayoho Tvamevam Pratyaksham Brahmasi Tvamevam Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami Ritam Vadishyami Satyam Vadishyami Tanma Vavatu Tat Bhaktaram Avatu Avatumam Avatu Bhaktaram Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. This is Shanti Panchakam. It begins with Harihi Om. Isn't it? Some of the mantras you will see, Vishnum Paramam Param, like that it will end at there. It will begin with Om, but end with Vishnum Paramam Param. Or it will begin with Harihi Om, it will begin. So in the beginning, or at the end, or in the middle, you will surely find Vishnu's names in the Vedic mantras, always. In Maharashtra, they have this Jayadeva, Jayadeva, Jay Panduranga. They chant, no? They chant for Ganesh, they chant for Durga, there is one for Vithal also. And then at the end, they will chant Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Krishna. Correct, no? They chant, they end with that. So even though people worship demigods, that worship of demigods is accompanied by the holy names of the Supreme Lord. So that is actually the real medicine. Sometimes the medicine has to be given to somebody. They keep it in a sugar-coated pill. When you put the pill in the mouth, it is sweet. If you keep chewing it for some time, the bitter one will come. So people just taste the sweet and they swallow it. Similarly, Lord Hari's name is kept along with the demigod's worship, which means the spiritual benefit is inbuilt with material prosperity in the Vedic sacrifices. That's a beauty, actually. Which means, now somebody may ask a question, if material prosperity is given, will they not get spoiled? They will not get spoiled. Why? Because it is regulated sense gratification, accompanied by spiritual benefit also. So these two are very important. If we do material sense gratification, which is allotted by, just like for example, sometimes a child wants to eat chocolate, but the mother may be worried that if he eats chocolate, he will lose all his tooth. So then she may make some carob halwa or something and give, isn't it? Which looks like chocolate, tastes like chocolate, but it's not harmful because it is given by the mother. But if the child goes to the market, stealing the money from home and buys a chocolate and eats and thinks my mother doesn't know, when the teeth are gone, she will know. Now this fellow, what he has done, isn't it? Similarly, when we want sense gratification, we better go to Lord and He knows how to give us sense gratification without hurting us. When Srila Prabhupada went abroad, there was one ISKCON temple which was in the third floor. In the second floor was the owner lady living. So the owner lady was very unhappy with the devotees because they would dance in the morning and she would have to get up in the morning. And also, she thought that the devotees are fanatics or something like that. When Srila Prabhupada went, Prabhupada heard about her and wanted to pacify her, otherwise she will ask us to quit the place. So Prabhupada went and battered the door and she opened the door. Prabhupada met her and then, because Prabhupada was a Swamiji and very elderly, she was very polite and respectful. But Prabhupada, in the course of talking to her, he asked her about how many teeth you have. She had only a few teeth here and there. One here, one here, one here, like that. And Prabhupada opened and showed, see, I have all my teeth. And our age is almost similar, Prabhupada said. You are 70 plus and I am also 70 plus. And she asked, Swamiji, what is the secret that you maintain all your teeth so nicely? Prabhupada said, that is the secret of Indian sweets, he said. Prabhupada said, in India we eat sweets, still our teeth is maintained. We never lose it. And Prabhupada said, for that you have to learn recipe from our devotees. How to make sweets which will not to make you lose your tooth. So she became so happy and she allowed devotees to stay there for many, many more years to come after that. But the idea is this. Of course, Prabhupada was very friendly with her in order to pacify any damage devotees must have created. But the point that I was trying to say was this, that how the material prosperity can be enjoyed by devotees and still not damage them. Because we say that all the material enjoyment in this world damages. But it is possible, provided it is accepted after giving it as an offering to Vishnu. It is a yajna. Lord Krishna is the, Lord Vishnu is the yajna book, yajna purush. So one rule is that it should be accepted only by His sanction, as much as He sanctions it. And another thing is, the goal should not be material enjoyment. The goal should be to eventually get liberation and go back home, back to Godhead. Actually, if somebody's eyes are fixed on going back to Godhead, while one is reluctantly accepting some material enjoyment because one's stature right now is not so pure. So we accept some amount of material enjoyment. But our eyes are fixed in going back to Godhead. And that that enjoyment also we accept it reluctantly and in a regulated way, sanctioned by the Supreme Lord, with our eyes fixed in spiritual world, then we will go back to Godhead. This is the condition. Four conditions I said, isn't it? Our eyes should be fixed in spiritual world. That means we should be Mami Chaptun Dhananjaya, Krishna says. And also our stature is such that we need a Varnashrama position as Brahmachari Grihastha Vanaprastha. Some position we need because our heart is not yet pure. And situating ourselves in that situation, we also perform worship and all that is necessary to please the Supreme Lord. We do that. And we accept reluctantly that amount of sense gratification which is sanctioned by the Supreme Lord. Then one is in the right path of purifying the heart. The heart purification will take place and one is an ascending, gradually one is ascending higher and higher in spiritual life. So that is why spirituality for prosperity is not a wrong thing to speak about. It is possible even the families like Marwadi families, Agarwal families, we can also share with them how they can get both material prosperity and spiritual prosperity together, hand in hand. The next purport is going to deny it tomorrow, whoever will be speaking it. So then you have to say why it is denied, that you have to explain, whoever is speaking it. But material prosperity and spiritual prosperity can go hand in hand. How? Shubha Labh, they write, no? Shubha Labh means, Shubha is spiritual component and Labh is in a prosperity in this world, isn't it? So if you put spirituality before prosperity, then the prosperity will remain with you. Otherwise, Labh will be finished like in a tokri. You keep on putting water, everything goes out. Similarly, people earn wealth due to bad habits and bad character, they lose all the wealth. You will see that. But when there is spirituality put before material prosperity, then one may flourish in both. Like this. And that's why Prabhupada says here, the ritualistic performances of sacrifice are meant for material economic development, to keep the body in good condition for cultivation of spiritual knowledge. And in the middle of the purport, Prabhupada is condemning yoga only for good health. Sometimes in ISKCON, brahmacharis feel uneasy while doing yoga. Sometimes the conscience a little bit bites them inside. Whether is it proper for me to do yoga? Different leaders have different opinions. In Pune temple, His Holiness Bhaktirasamad Maharaj had come. So some senior brahmacharis asked, Maharaj, should we do yoga or not? Because if we do yoga asanas, we can keep our body fit and healthy. And then we can give our life for Krishna service. Bhaktirasamad Maharaj said, absolutely necessary. He said, you should call a yoga teacher and teacher should come and teach all of you. And he stressed it so strongly for an hour or so, 1 hour class he gave. And then they called Governor Raj Prabhu and then 80-100 brahmacharis learned yogasanas and everything. Very nice. Now many of them are doing also. Yeah. And 1 week later, His Holiness Dhanavir Maharaj came. And our devotee, another devotee asked the same question. Dhanavir Maharaj said, what is this material body? It is temporary. Why do you need all this yoga and everything? He said, go to the Sankirtan department, lift the boxes. You know, lift the box like that and you put it in the lorry like this, you know. And then, you know, and for Mangalarti in the morning, your temple is a big temple, you have to run, go jogging, running to the Mangalarti. So he said, while doing all these activities, do them consciously as an exercise. And they will be Rishikesh and Rishikesh Sevanam also, and it will become exercise also, both. So he said, Prabhupada, of course, did walking in the morning, but he combined it with morning walks, talking, he said. Prabhupada didn't stop talking even a moment, he said. So he wasn't very favorable. But different devotees have different opinions in our movement. But if anybody is doing yoga asanas with the desire to keep the body healthy so that they can use it in Krishna service, it's not wrong. It's wonderful. See, the word yoga means it is done, first of all, to control the mind and senses. For what purpose? So that we can engage it in Krishna service. We can get full absolute concentration. Because if the senses are craving for material enjoyment, if the mind is impure, it is not possible for anyone to get a one-pointed concentration. Samadhina. Use the word samadhina. You say yogena su samadhina. You know, there is a verse in Gita. यता दीपो निवातस्थो नेंगते सोपमा स्मृताः योगिनो यत युञ्जस्य युञ्जतो योगमात्मनः. दट वर्स सेज दट वन शुड मेडिटेट लाइक अ लैंप केप्ट इन अ विंडलेस प्लेस. लैंप केप्ट इन अ विंडलेस प्लेस. वेयर इज माय वॉच? Lamp kept in a windless place does not waver. It stands like this. If you see, if you close the window, doors, everything, it will stand like this. Similarly, our concentration should be one-pointed in spiritual life. And by such one-pointed concentration, the purification will take place. One should not, you know, create dry consciousness and sprinkle water on that again. Like, you know, it's like creating fire and pouring water. Again creating fire, pouring water. Like the firewood, if you sprinkle water, then it cannot be used as a firewood. It will give out smoke, a lot of smoke, isn't it? Similarly, we should not wet our consciousness with sense gratification. We should keep our consciousness dry, which means free from sense gratification. Then it will be like a dry grass. We put a spark of fire, immediately it can just burn. But if it is wetted by sense gratification, then focus on the Supreme Lord will not be proper. It will be mixed up. It will be meddled up completely, cluttered. It will be cluttered consciousness. So for that, the senses and the mind has to be made pure and the senses have to be controlled. So that is why several times you will find Bhagavatam, Jitendriya, Jitendriya, the word will come. Similarly, the mind also has to be purified. So the purpose of yoga is that. To control the senses by asanas, control the mind by pranayama. Once it is done, any devotee can experience, if you are doing regular yogasanas, there are some yogasanas to maintain brahmacharya also. There is one mayurasana. Similarly, there are one should not do asanas so that one can feel more hungry and eat more prasad. One devotee was saying that, you know, I am not feeling sufficient hunger, so I will do exercise and eat more. Or one should not do yoga asanas to have an athletic body. Like, you know, one good thing about yoga asanas is you will feel young and you will have a feel good experience also when you do yoga asanas. But if you go to gym, then your biceps comes out, you know, looks like, and then one wants to show off to the opposite sex, you see. So one should not. If it is increasing our bodily consciousness, then there is no use doing yoga. Actually, the yogasana should be done to keep one fit so that one doesn't fall sick again and again. One can keep oneself fit so that one can serve Krishna very nicely. The intention has to be pure. The goal has to be clear. So Prabhupada in the middle of this purport is condemning those who are doing gymnastic performance. Many men, women are going nowadays to yoga institutes to learn how to keep the body young so we can enjoy with each other more and more. That is the goal. So that goal is simply completely mundane. It has nothing to do with God. That is why it appears that modern times people are becoming more and more religious, but they are not religious. Their so-called religion is only self-serving religion. It is only to keep the body fit for sense gratification. So Prabhupada very strongly condemns it if you read in the 6th and 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So after creating persons for economic development, Brahma created sages who would set the example for spiritual realization. Because although Brahma is Prajapati, he is supposed to produce a big population in this world, offering bodies to the living entities. The goal is not that. The goal is eventually to help these souls go back home, back to Godhead. So you will find that on one hand, Brahma is giving them material bodies. On the other hand, he is giving them Vedas. Because by studying the Vedas, you can leave these material bodies. Right now I'm giving material body, but that's not the goal. Don't think you can take the material body, go here and there and enjoy. Sometimes poets write poems, you know, like, how wonderful is it to be a butterfly going from flower to flower? How wonderful it is to be like a parrot in a tree? So these are only good in poetry because people trouble these creatures. So many people take a catapult and hit the birds. Children catch the butterfly in this world. So taking one metal body after another is not a very joyful experience, but a painful experience. So one should put a full stop to this birth and death taking business. And one should aspire for returning back to Godhead. Huh? And that is why Brahma is now preparing himself to create spiritual personalities. Because you will find the Chatushkumaras were produced by Brahma. So each of them have come to give a spiritual path. Is it not true? Then from deliberation he produced Narada, who came to give devotional service to the people of the world. So in this way, the spiritual realization is the way for spiritual emancipation, to return to Godhead. So Brahma is now preparing for that. Because no matter how much economic development you do in this world is ultimately a painful place. A place of competition, cutthroat competition. And eventually, one has to come to pass, one has to face old age and disease and death. And Brahma understanding that, he is actually paving way for spiritual realization. And in this particular verse, it is said, tapasa vidyaya yukto. Prabhupada says the best tapasya is celibacy, Prabhupada says in one of the purports. And there are lower aspects of tapasya also. Tapasya means voluntary acceptance of some pain for everlasting happiness. That is tapo divya. So, rising early in the morning, chanting the holy name. Sometimes chanting is also tapasya, to complete the rounds. So, it may be challenging for us on Ekadashi day to chant more rounds, or fasting till noon on festival days and things like that. And vidya yukto means actually engaging in worship, adoration of the Supreme Lord. And then yogena su samadhina, with one-pointed concentration, connecting with the Lord. Having controlled my mind and senses and developing dispassion, he says. Because our mind and senses have a lot of passion and they want to exert themselves chasing after sense gratification. But by yogasanas, one should, yogasanas and pranayama, one should actually pacify the mind and the senses and calm them and engage them fully in Lord service. When we are doing arati, the 5 wicks actually represent our 5 jnanendriyas, which are actually burnt with ghee, which represents the false ego. So our false ego should be evaporated by engaging all of our senses in Lord's service. That is actually the meaning. So in this way, Brahma, the self-born living creature, evolved great sages as his beloved sons. And then in this way, Brahma, on one hand, felt very bad that I am creating the 5 types of ajnana vrittis. Brahma felt not very happy after creating those ajnana vrittis, because he thought that, you know, I am putting a covering over the living entities, and they are all going to suffer terribly in this world, like fools, running here, running there, doing this, doing that, completely submerged in darkness of ignorance. And Brahma, being a compassionate Vaishnava, the first created living being in the world, he thought that although I have created ignorance, avidya, I will now pave way for the vidya also, for awakening the living entities. And for that he created the Kumaras and Narada and all other living creatures. So in this way, although this material world is filled with maya of various forms to give us suffering, there is also an arrangement made by the Lord by sending the saintly persons, by sending the holy books, the holy rivers, the holy dhams, the holy name, the holy prasad. In this way you will find both are available and the living entity has a choice, what he wants to choose. So if you make the right choice, then we are fortunate. We'll go back to Godhead. And if somebody is not making the right choice, making the wrong choice, then they suffer life after life. But those who want to make the right choice but don't have the strength because their hearts are still impure, for them a combination of material spiritual is awarded and in the form of Varnashrama. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected Varnashrama, but he accepted Varnashrama coupled with devotional service. Why? Because Varnashrama alone is kept. Mahaprabhu rejected the Tattvavadis who said that, you know, Varnashrama is actually the goal. And then at the end he offered the fruits to the Lord. Mahaprabhu did not accept it. Whereas when he heard the verse, Jnane Prayasa Mudapasya Namanteva, then he accepted it. Why? Because Jivanti Santu Mukharitam Bhavadiya Vartam. by hearing from saintly persons the glories of the Lord and engaging our body, mind and words and engaging in Lord's service. Sthane sthita. Then being situated ourselves in a varnashrama is very meaningful, because such a situation will gradually purify us and eventually take us to the Lord's feet of the Lord. Shri Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki, Mantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki.